The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "I am going away, and you will look for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come." So the Jews said, "Is he not going to kill himself, is he? Because he said, 'Where I am going, you cannot come.'" He said to them, "You belong to what is below. I belong to what is above. You belong to this world, but I do not belong to this world. That is why I told you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins." So they said to him, "Who are you?" Jesus said to them, "What I told you from the beginning. I have much more to say about you in condemnation, but the one who sent me is true, and what I heard from him I tell the world." They did not realize that he was speaking to them of the Father. So Jesus said to them, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, and that I do nothing on my own, but I say only what the Father taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what is pleasing to him." Because he spoke in this way, many came to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. The last words recorded from Saint Joan of Arc before she was executed by the burning at the stake, so literally burned alive, on May 30th, 1431. Imagine that she's bounded at a stake, wood piled beneath her feet, a crowd had gathered in the town square. And before they lit that pyre, she yelled, "Tell the priest," because there was a priest standing nearby holding a processional cross, "tell the priest to hold up the cross high so I can see it above the flames." She was 19 years old when they burned her alive. Notice the instinct of this saint. Hold up the cross high so I can see it. This instinct is why, especially as Catholics, never shy away that we boldly put the cross high and front and center in all that we do, especially the crucifix in all its bloody glory. Never be ashamed of that because of the readings here today. Our Lord here in the Gospel says, "When you lift up the Son of Man." He's continuing a theme which he all began a couple chapters earlier, specifically in John 3:14, when Jesus says, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert," again referring back to Numbers in the first reading today, "just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up." He links the two, the raising of the seraph by Moses, that serpent in the desert, and then the cross. Why? Well, what did the raising of the serpent in the desert mean for the Jewish people at that time? Well, what was the seraph? What did it represent? It represented their rebellion, their disobedience. Remember, they were complaining about God, like, "Why are we here in the desert for God and Moses? Why'd you bring us out of here? We'd rather go back to slavery to Egypt." And so God sent them serpents to punish them for their disobedience, and many of them died. So the seraph represented their deepest fears, their failure, their pain. And if you wanted to be healed, you had to gaze upon your deepest pain. The cross, my friends, is that same meaning and power now. On the cross, we are meant to find our deepest suffering. What is your deepest pain and your suffering? In other words, even the gospel language today, sin. Our Lord speaks of sin. What is your deepest sin? Because our sins, by the way, are always directly related to the wounds and the suffering of our lives. The reason why we sin, you want to know why we sin all the time? Well, it's always rooted into some pain that we're always trying to mask and hide. That's what sin is. It's a response to the pain of our lives, and then it acts out in various ways. And so on the cross, we are meant to find, where is your suffering? What is your sin? What is your pain? And we're called to gaze upon it with Jesus, united to Him, so that our pain now becomes redemptive. See this theological arithmetic? We have to stop hiding. Stop being like Adam and Eve, hiding behind the bush after original sin. No. God beckons us to come out and to face our deepest shame. Joan of Arc, at 19 years old, understood this. And why she yelled out again, "Tell the priest, hold up the cross high, so I can see it above the flames."